Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
This is not a plan. It is a recipe for economic catastrophe.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans in Congress are holding the nation's credit rating hostage to GOP demands to cut Social Security and Medicare. President Biden has rejected requests by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the nation's debt limit as the country faces a more than $31 trillion borrowing cap Thursday. Senator Bernie Sanders, incoming chair of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, says lawmakers can work together to ensure all Americans have a decent standard of living.
Is that pie in the sky, or is that something that we can actually accomplish if we put our minds to it? And I think we can.
Sanders says it will take courage for lawmakers to take on powerful special interests and show Americans that government can work for them and not just the 1%. District Attorney for Bernalillo County, New Mexico, San Bregman, says a failed Republican candidate has been arrested in connection with a series of drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers.
An attack on an elected official is an attack on democracy, whoever that elected official is, Democrat or Republican.
Police say Solomon Pena made unfounded claims last year's midterm election was rigged against him. Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and Paul Gosar of Arizona will both receive committee assignments after being stripped of those roles in the last Congress for previous comments and online activity supporting political violence. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says New York Congressman George Santos will also serve on committees, despite evidence showing he fabricated his education, employment, and ethnic background prior to his election last year. Santos is under investigation for alleged campaign spending violations and faces calls for his resignation. Senator Elizabeth Warren frequently proposed a federal wealth tax during her presidential bid in 2020.
When you make a top 0.1% big, pitch in 2 cents so everybody else gets a chance.
Now lawmakers in several state houses from California to New York will attempt similar statewide proposals this week to increase taxes on the ultra-rich, taxing not just wealthy incomes, but assets as well.
The central cause of January 6th was one man, Donald Trump, whom many others followed.
Representative Liz Cheney kept the focus on former President Donald Trump during the House January 6th committee hearings last year, but the Washington Post reports the committee declined to include details in its final report of how social media companies failed to control online extremism prior to the January 6th attack, fearing a public battle with the powerful tech companies. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.